Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good day. Oh, this is the time of the year. It's gift-giving time. Now, do you give with your heart? Because if you do, the positive energy follows the gift. If you're giving the gift, and you're not too happy about it, the negative energy will follow that gift. You've tuned into Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, by giving a voice to your passion, you could be heard locally, nationally, and in any country in the world. Oh, darlings, don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Have you ever dreamed of being the star of your own half-hour show? It's easy. I have the formula. So if you're interested, be sure and email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And Mich Modovanit, that in Croatian is we'll talk. We'll see if your idea, your dream resonates with the world, and will it make a change in someone's life? After listening to you, if only one person says, aha, ah, you've contributed, you have given back. I love what Anne Frank said. No one has come poor by giving. Is there anything more inspiring than wanting to make a huge difference in the world? Is there anything more practical than wanting to pay less in taxes, which are inevitable? The good news is that you can do both by acting now. And the first part of the act is that if you've always dreamed of having your own show, your way, you own it, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And we pick a day. We stay with the time, 11:30. And I choreograph. I'm your director because, you see, I want you to look good. And then, darlings, I email you the link. The show is archived. You own it now. Internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing tool. So think about it. Can you think out of the box? Can you really feel the energy of internet radio? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show will be archived, and you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I Watson, and click on December 14th, and the topic is Cut Taxes and Increase Goodness. Why wait till the end of the year to make significant contributions to a cause that you have a great passion for? Look around the world. Expand your vision. Can you think out of the box? What really inspires you? You could call in today at 347-637-3789. What really inspires you? And you know, darlings, why is it that December is the designated month that we start to give freely? Why can't we do that 12 months of the year? It doesn't really matter how much you give. It's the feeling behind it that makes the difference. So what's inspiring you this month? Call-in number is 347-637-3789. Do you want to be part of, you know, I love giving a voice to my passion. And there are several others that want to be part of the consortium. Oh, many people call them sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. Are you ready? Do you want to be part of the consortium? You could have your own half-hour show, your own hour show, and then you could take a 30-second commercial, a 60-second commercial, on my show, Live with Kathy, and there's a 13-week commitment. But now be with me. Feel the energy in my voice. The brotherhood and sisterhood. Iron workers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers. Ah, they are the Domperion of the trade. Iron Workers International and Canada. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers, their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Hey, gals, this is for you, too. Now, you do have to qualify, darlings. Log on ironworkers.org. But now, just think of this, being an apprentice for 3 to 4 years. You're getting paid, your health care kicks in, and so does your pension, as long as you stay with Iron Workers. Bill, my husband, the Silver Fox, was an iron worker. And he just loved going to work. And he said, "You want to know what, Kath? It's really more interesting now because we have estrogen on the job." And man, these gals are incredible workers. It is my pleasure to work with them. And did you know that there's a CD out? Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I pay homage and recognize the strength and the creativity of the iron worker. And then I segue down to Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. And I introduce you to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. The CD is available. You have to get in touch with me, Kathy Watt, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on 12/14/2017. And the topic, cut taxes and increase goodness. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Chain Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Get in touch with Jenny. Log on TeamLoveHomeCare.com. What good is living longer if you don't feel good or look good? And she's here to help you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Bon Vivant. Iron Age. Ah, he is a brilliant wire art sculptor and leatherworks. And he designs, he creates unique, one-of-a-kind originals, hand-built, custom-designed to your desire. For more information, contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. This is gift-giving time. Don't you want to give a gift that's totally different and unique and one-of-a-kind? You know how to get in touch with me. In my career, it's really amazing to me when I meet someone that says, oh, looks don't matter. Oh, yes, they do. When you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Hey, Ponce de Leon, move over. I have the secrets to the fountain of youth. And it's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You could get it. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or it's an e-book. Do you want to change your life? Sweetheart, you've got to change your thinking. It's a law of attraction. Another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam, her mission is to introduce you to the winning ways to positively energize your brain and your body through her latest book. The topic, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. We're all in the habit of TNT. Do y'all know what it is? Come on, call in, 347-637-3789. And if you tell me what TNT is, I will email you my book free. You don't have too much time. 347-637-3789. What is the definition of TNT? If you call in before the end of the show and you get it right, you, my dear, get my ebook free, my gift to you. Remember what Anne Frank said, no one comes poor by giving. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. I've been with them for over 40 years, and they did save my face. By the way, the chapter is in the book. To find out more, log on lifeextension.com or email generalquestions@lifeextension.com. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? You don't need a college degree, you're smart enough, but you want to be the CEO of your own company and you don't want to invest huge capital? I have the formula. You see, when I was 25, I had my own home-based business. It was a way to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself and encouraging me to believe in me. Imagine the CEO of your own company. But, darlings, you need the formula. And the only way you're going to get the formula is by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Cut taxes, increase goodness. And I have to repeat it again. I just love what Anne Frank said. No one comes poor by giving. By giving. No one has come poor. Do you know what I found? And I'm sharing this with you. The more I give, the more I get. And it doesn't always have to be money. It could be in support. It could be in volunteer work. It could be in anything. But when you give of yourself with a loving heart, the law of the universe, the law of attraction, will send it all back to you. Now, before I get into the topic today, Did you know that your thoughts shape your reality? I'm going to say it again. What are you thinking? What are you thinking right now? What are your thoughts today for 24 hours? Write down positive, negative. What are you thinking? Sit down, close your eyes, and hear what I have to say. I want you to take responsibility for where you are today. No blame, no nothing. You, your current attitude, was born from the thoughts and opinions that form your belief system. And this is what the great Albert Einstein said. The world we have created, come on, is a product of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Did you hear me? You want to change your life? Change your thinking. You're all in the habit of TNT. What is it? If you call in before the end of the show and it's right, you get my book free. Ebook. Do you want to upgrade your attitude for success and happiness? Well, darlings, you have to change the way you think. People who have an attitude for success know they're in control of how they react and respond to situations. And they know how to recover from setbacks. People who effortlessly move through life have developed an overall positive mental attitude. PMA. What are you thinking right now? With PM, positive mental attitude, you can interpret and reframe your life experiences in a way that is helpful and advantageous for the outcome you would like to receive. We're all in the habit of TNT. It's been ingrained in us. We don't know any other way. But the new freedom movement today, the positive movement today, is that you want to change your life, you have to change yourself. What are you putting into your mind? Do you know the minute you have a thought, whether it's conscious or subconscious, boom, like a rocket, it shot out into the universe. And it comes back to you the very same way. You create your life. You are the Michelangelo of your life. Oh, I know habits are hard to break and cultivating a positive mental attitude isn't easy. We all experience stressful situations and people who push our buttons. All right, write this down. What you think of me is none of my business. I live my life according to my policy, not yours. It's my life, not yours. And what you think of me is none of my business. Now, come on, honey. It's going to take time and practice and support to rewire your brain for success. You have to remember, I don't know what your age is. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? All of these years you have been thinking negative thoughts, negative thoughts. You can't expect it to happen overnight. So just take one tiny little baby step. Write down the one thing that you want to change right now. Eradicate from your life. I love this. I delete and remove all dark, negative thoughts and people from my life right now and forever. Oh, choosing to shift your mindset is worth the effort. Yes, you will live your life like it's golden. Oh, it opens doors to new perspectives, opportunities, and joyful living. When you're at the crossroads, choosing between having a good or bad attitude about something or someone, get your pen and pad out. Here are a few simple things you can do to shift your perspective and change your attitude for the better. Because you see, when you give in to a negative, they now have control of your life. Is that what you want? You want them to have control of your life? Come on. It's your life, not theirs. Okay. One, watch your language. Transform your inner critic into a supportive, empowering success coach. Practice being in the now. Be in the present moment. Be aware. And if you're truly centered and in control, living in the now, how would you react if you were being mindful? If you were truly mindful of being in the now? Oh, number three, this is so important. Remove yourself from toxic situations and distance yourself from negative people. Surround yourself with people in places that inspire you. Allowing the circumstances of your life to control your thoughts, feelings, and emotions is a limited way of living and often results in a bad attitude. But when you live in control of yourself and situations, a positive light follows you wherever you go, propelling you forward. I had to add this to today's show because I want you to expand your vision, what really inspires you. Each circumstance and interaction you encounter gives you the opportunity to choose how to react to it. Remember, experiences don't control you, but rather you're in control. And it's your choice how to respond. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Are you hearing me? It's your choice. The general way you perceive the world around you can be good or bad for your attitude. If you want to have a PMA geared for success, your worldview has to be, for the most part, positive. And so do your thoughts, because what consumes your mind controls your life. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Practice visualization, practice meditation, self-reflection, and mindfulness help stimulate new positive neural pathways that give you the motivation and positive vibration for goal achievement. Darlings, this is your life. You don't get a second chance. This is not a dress rehearsal. Roger Whitaker said, "Oh, my land is Kenya. I was there." You have one mama, you have one papa. You only have one life to live, no matter who you are. So what is the quality of your life? So if you're not getting what you want, the problem you may be facing is the lack of clarity within the visual cortex, located in the back of your brain, which helps you change your goal into a concrete image. Can you see it in your mind's eye? I could see my goal on my mind's eye. But this process doesn't happen subconsciously. You have to take the time to create a clear image of your mind to focus on. Only then can you turn your idea into a vision, and then you can move forward with clarity. This will help you enhance the genius part of your brain, gain clarity on what you want to achieve, your goals, and bring your vision to fruition. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. Now, before I get into cut taxes, increase goodness, I want to remind all of you that I have a new genre. I'm introducing a new genre in live theater, and it's via Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. Imagine, no memorizing, it's a great fundraiser. I am Melissa. And I'm inviting all of you to contact me if you want something different, if you want to entertain someone, if you have a fundraiser. We could make this happen. Now, Andy is a starring male. His age has to be 60 plus, and his name should be a draw. Now, the former Andy's an iron worker, Frank DeMarco, a radio talk show host and producer, Clark Weber, and a retired Chicago alderman, Bert Nacharis. Do you want to offer something different? darlings, get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Be sure and log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Now back to the topic, gift-giving time. Is there anything more inspiring than wanting to make a huge difference in the world? Leave a legacy? Is there anything more practical than wanting to pay less in taxes? The good news is that you can do both by acting now. But why wait till the end of the year to make significant contributions to a cause you have a great passion for? Look around the world. Expand your vision. What inspires you? Is your contribution a source of inspiration or the traditional appeal of need? What do you want to proliferate? The need or the inspiration? Where and how do you want your world to be positively affected? Why wait? Why wait? Don't wait till the end of the year. Rushing isn't necessary for those who tithe. Do you tithe? Especially if done automatically and electronically. Tithing means that you give so much each month to the cause, the passion of your heart. Tithers know exactly the contributions allowed for taxes. Simple, straightforward accounting is awesome. However, many of you tithers expand your generosity by making year-end donations to favorite charities. Consider donating to your inspiration and doing so today. And write this down in your mind's eye. Say, I love passionately contributing to what inspires me. And it doesn't always mean how much you give. It's what's in your heart. It is the feeling that you have when you are giving. Well, you know, you've all heard this, that death and taxes are inevitable. But, sweetheart, that's what it is. And do you remember what I said yesterday when I quoted Mother Teresa? It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. So, increase your goodness this month. You heard me say earlier in the show, why wait till the end of the year to make significant contributions to a cause you have a great passion for? Look around the world. Expand your vision. What really inspires you? And you know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. Who are you choosing to gift? But if it isn't with a good heart, don't do it. Because I told you earlier, when you give a gift, and it's a loving gift, then love goes with it. But if you're doing it and you're a bumblebee about it, don't do it because negative energy follows it. On yesterday's show, you heard me say there have been times when we have purchased a present for someone we held negative feelings for. Several reasons could have led to this situation. Huh. Negative energy follows it. This is the month of gift giving. Give with your heart. It doesn't matter the amount. Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Au revoir. Hi.